Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on the crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax advantage crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gain taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting $50,000 come true. That's almost $49,000 and you won't have to pay taxes on it. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive a $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future result. And welcome, you're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2921, and today's date is November 9th, 2022, and the title of the episode is, There Are Always Casualties in War, Deep State System is Coming to an End, Taking Control. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank, they are now moving into their next phase of their plan to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew exactly what they were going to do from the very beginning. The midterms now are over. Yes, there are still some races that are going on right now. They're going to extend the times. They're going to try to cheat like they've been cheating. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the next section. But think about what is happening right now. They put everything on pause because the midterms were coming up. Now the midterms are over, and now they're going to continue with their agenda. And remember, Trump, going back in time, what did he say? Recession is the nice word, which means we are not yet finished, which means the people are going to continually wake up if they haven't woken up yet. Because as the economy completely implodes on itself, the people are going to start to look around and say, what the hell is going on here? Why is the economy awful? Why can't I make ends meet? Why did I lose my job? And this is going to wake a lot of people up. And this is the only way to push people to see the true agenda of the deep state, of the D's, of the rhinos, of the World Economic Forum and the private West Central Bank. And now we're moving into that next phase. Remember, this is not over. This is a war against we the people and the central bank system, the World Economic Forum, because they want to bring us into a new economic system where they have complete and utter total control. And we're already starting to see what type of control they want. We see it with the protests out in Canada, where they froze the bank accounts of these people. We see with PayPal, with their terms of service. And remember, they lied in the very beginning. They said it was just a glitch. They never meant this to come out into the open where they were going to fine people $2,500 for misinformation or disinformation, hate and everything else. And it turned out to be, it wasn't a glitch. This is what they were planning on the entire time. And now people could see the true agenda. And this is why people were dropping their PayPal accounts left and right, because they started to see this. And this is just a glimpse into what they really want to do. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want the people to actually see and experience their plan. Because without seeing it, without experiencing it, you won't believe that this is actually what they're doing. And as we go through this, people are going to see their agenda. Now, remember, the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, they're not going to stop. If everyone's thinking, well, you know what? We got the House, we got the Senate, and they're just going to stop now. They're going to continue with their agenda. And people are going to see this and experience this all the way through, not just here in the United States, but around the world. And if you look out at the EU, they were trying to make some type of deal. They were trying to do something to cap the gas prices. And it seems that this is not going to happen. I mean, there were countries like France, Spain, Belgium that wanted a cap, and the German-led camp was opposing it. And now they're saying, listen, there's no way that we can actually cap the gas prices, and there's no way we could stop this. So what do you think is going to happen when these countries are sitting there saying, oh, wait, the gas prices are going up, nobody's doing anything? Do you think they're going to stick with the EU, or is this going to be the downfall of the EU? Because the people, as they can heat their homes, as the energy prices continually rise, and as the economy falls apart and inflation hits, and it's a lot worse than people ever could imagine, the people are going to be pushing back all over the place. And the people are going to push their leaders out of their positions if they don't do what they want. And we're already starting to see this happen. And like I said before, the deep state players, they're not going to stop their agenda. They're going to continue on. Remember, they're way behind schedule. Trump, he was in the White House for 4 years. He reversed a lot of their policies, and now they're behind schedule, and they're moving forward at lightning speed. This is why you could see everything. This is why you can see the Green New Deal. This is why you could see what PayPal is doing. This is why you could see that the World Economic Forum told Trudeau, hey, you know something, start freezing accounts. And then people started to go, whoa, wait, what are you doing right now? This is why you can see the economy imploding. This is why you could see the leaders around the world do absolutely nothing about it. And remember, they wanted to create this carbon credit. Everyone's going to be attached to carbon. And if you run out of carbons, well, that's it. You can't travel. You can't do certain things. And this is what Gore was putting into place. And I think he did have it in Australia at one time. But the people said, this is ridiculous. We don't want this at all. But John Kerry is out there, and he is pushing this right now. With certain countries, he's pushing carbon credits. So they're creating a framework. I do believe this was already created a long time ago. And they're going to allow corporations to offset their emissions by buying carbon credits from developing nations. So is this going to help with carbon emissions, or are they just going to be paying to allow them to put out the same carbon emissions? This whole thing is one gigantic Ponzi scheme. And I think people are starting to see this, and people starting to realize what they're really doing here. Yes, it's starting at the corporate level, but really what's going to happen is going to come down to the people level. This is what they want to do. Just like they wanted the vaccine passport. Did that work out? Absolutely not. Do you think this is going to work out? Absolutely not. Why not? Because when people feel the pressure of the economy imploding on itself and people are watching the criminal syndicate, the Fed, and the rest of them do absolutely nothing and ask the people for more and more and more, the people are going to push back. Go back in time when the kings and queens and they had wars or their coffers are running dry. They said, okay, let's go tax the serfs again. And a lot of the individuals said, well, we just taxed them three times. Now we're going to tax them again. The fourth time, they have no more money. And the kings and queens at the time, they said, we don't care. Just tax them again. What did the people do? Did they just say, okay, we'll just do it again? Or did they start to rise up? You see, there's a certain point when people reach the precipice. And I do believe people, now that we're in the second part of the Biden administration, now we're going to hit the precipice and a lot more people are going to hit it. Yes, there are certain people that already hit the economic precipice, but there's going to be a lot more now. Why? Because we're starting to see that people, they're having a very difficult time surviving this economy. And when you look at this holiday, 17% believe they will spend less this year. Many are stressed over gifts and even Christmas or Thanksgiving dinner. And the people are saying, listen, we just can't afford it this year. And they're saying that, you know, we're going to have to either do without Thanksgiving or we might even, you know, reduce the number of gifts. And this is going to get a lot worse. I mean, this is the first holiday season with the economy in a recession. We're going to see the next holiday, it's going to be 10 times worse. But the question is, why are people saying this? Well, 82% of the shoppers, they say they intend to look for more deals and discounts because of inflation. 72% plan to look for less expensive alternatives. Millennials, the generation most worried about their finances this holiday season, are most likely to seek these lower cost trade-offs. 56% plan to give gift cards this holiday season. And yes, this is starting off with the holidays because now people are seeing the inflation, people seeing the high fuel costs. People realize that there are layoffs now. Meta is laying off something like 11,000 people right now. And people are starting to realize there are problems. And this is the first holiday coming up while all this is happening and people are cutting back already. Once this gets a lot worse, which I do believe it's going to get a lot worse, forget about the holidays. People are going to start cutting back on their daily activities like buying food, heating their homes are probably going to lower it quite a bit where they're not going to heat it up to a certain temperature. In the summer, they're not going to cool down their houses. The people, they're going to actually contract during this entire period, and they'll continue to contract until they can't take it anymore. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they are now showing the people that the Biden administration, they are not doing anything for the economy. The people around the world are going to see this, and their excuse that inflation is a lot worse in Europe, well, that's going to come back here to the United States. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're going to use this to their advantage. And once we find out the numbers of the midterms of does the Republicans take back the House, which I do believe they're going to, do the Republicans take back the Senate, which I do believe they're going to do, we know that Biden was out there already saying if they take the House and the Senate, the economy is going to crash. Now, they already know the economy is going to crash. They already know that this is going to happen, and they're going to try to blame the House and the Senate because it's Republican. But if they come up with alternatives or certain financial bills where it's going to help the economy and Biden continually vetoes them, this is going to shift the focus onto Biden. If the economy crashes before January or maybe a couple weeks after January, it's going to actually have the Biden administration in focus. The spotlight will be on him. And if it doesn't crash during this period and the Republicans in the House and the Senate continually try to push certain bills and he continually vetoes them and the economy is failing, he is at fault. So he's actually trapped in all of this. And I do believe he's just going to follow the agenda of the World Economic Forum and the Private West Central Bank. Because remember, their entire plan is to bring down the economy. Their entire plan is to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Yes, along the way, they're going to blame the Republicans. They're going to blame the Patriots in the House and Senate, no matter what happens. Even if he vetoes the bill, he'll pretend that, yeah, I vetoed it, but it's the Republicans' fault. Just like he's blaming everyone else for the fuel increase. Just like he's blaming everyone else for inflation. Just like they're blaming everyone else for the recession. The blame game is not going to stop. But I think the people are going to see this very, very clearly. The people are going to see exactly what's going on, because the people, when they're in a tough spot, especially economically, the people wake up. The people understand that, hey, I know who's causing this. I know who's not helping. I know who's responsible. And people are going to be looking at the Fed. They're going to be looking at the Biden administration. And the people around the world are going to be looking at their leaders and the World Economic Forum and the central banks. And I think the people, they're going to understand this. And as this continues on, and I know Bitcoin is dropping right now. Actually, it's on sale, by the way. It's the holidays. Just like when they pushed gold down, this is a chance for more and more people to get into it. See, it's funny, because when TVs go on sale, or a car goes on sale, or other products go on sale, people run to it and say, wow, I got this for like 20% off. I got this for 30% off. And they go out and they purchase it. But when gold goes down, or real estate goes down, or Bitcoin goes down, everyone says, I got to get out of it now. I think the smart investors, and this is just my personal opinion, when they see this, they say, wow, I can pick this up this cheap. That's incredible. I'm going to pick up some silver. I'm going to pick up some gold. I'm going to pick up some Bitcoin. I'm going to pick up some real estate. You know, during the 2008-2009 Great Recession, when real estate completely crashed, there were certain investors that went into neighborhoods and purchased all the homes. And they purchased it at a very, very low, low, low price. And when everything started to bounce back, these people made a fortune. And I do believe there's a lot of people out there that are doing this right now. I do believe people are watching this saying, okay, at 60,000 Bitcoin, I couldn't get into that. But now, as it continually comes down, maybe I can get in at 11,000 or 15,000. I hope it goes down to 7,000. Because this is not an investment. It's not the stock market. Same thing with gold and silver. I look at it, and I think a lot of people look at it, that this is your insurance policy for when the system crashes. Because when the system crashes and the central bank loses control, what happens to the manipulation? Well, they can't keep it up. And if the manipulation is gone, what happens to gold and silver and Bitcoin and many other things? They start to push up. And I think a lot of people are recognizing this, and a lot of people are seeing that, hey, I need to hedge my wealth against what is happening right now. And I do believe a lot of people are going to be turning to alternative currencies, especially when the economy starts to crash. If you go back to 2008-2009, the central bank, when the entire system was falling apart and the real estate market crashed, all of a sudden you did see gold and you saw silver just skyrocket until the central bank was able to bring it back under control. And the only way they were able to bring it back under control is because they first needed certain laws passed. And what did Congress do? They gave it to them. They needed bailouts to bail out certain institutions. And they needed to start stimulus, and they needed to be allowed to do this. And that once they did that, they were able to manipulate the gold and silver prices and bring them way, way down. Because if they allowed the gold and silver prices to continually move up, and I do believe it hit like 1900 plus at a certain period of time, and then they brought it all the way down to 1050, they would be exposed. And I think that's exactly what's happening right now. The system's breaking down. The system's imploding. Trump and the Patriots are letting these individuals do what they do best, destroy their own system. And once the system starts to really fall apart, they're going to start to lose control over certain areas. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be stepping in to shift us away. And we're going to see gold, silver, most likely Bitcoin start to move. And then people are going to go, whoa, wait, what's going on here? And a lot of people are going to try to get into it. This is what normally happens. And I do believe that we are in the second part of this, and we're going to see the economy continually degrade, and it's going to wake up a lot of people. And in the end, as this continually happens, people are going to make the transition. People are going to realize that they need to protect themselves, and they will do this. And I do believe a lot of businesses will start to take on Bitcoin and other things, because they're going to see what's happening with the fiat currency, especially when inflation hits. So I do believe we're heading in this direction, And this is all about destroying the private Western Central Bank and the World Economic Forum. And I do believe the people in the end, they'll make that decision and there'll be no way out for them. They'll be trapped in their own agenda and the people will shift away from them. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know, the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multi-collagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multi-collagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are cheating like we've never seen before. They're delaying elections. They're actually making it so we have to wait for certain announcements in certain states. And yes, there are certain key states that we want to win in. But everyone is looking at this and they're saying there is no red wave. I see all the fake news out there. No red wave, no red tsunami. We didn't have anything like this. Well, if you really think about it, go back to the 2020 election when people said there was no red wave. Well, there is a red wave, but you have to remember there's still the deep state cheating. Do you really think Biden got 81 million votes? Do you really think he won by that much? Well, if he didn't, which we all know he didn't, then there was a red wave. But what did the deep state do? They cheated. In this midterm, yes, there was a red wave. Yes, there was a red tsunami. But what did they do? They cheated just like they always have. And think about it. With their cheating that we've seen this time around, how much better was it when we all came out and we voted and we overwhelmed some of their systems? Actually, if you look at Trump's track record, it is absolutely incredible. He only has 16 losses and something like 219 wins. So how is that not a red wave? Now, remember, we're at war, and I think a lot of people forget this. This is an information war. We've been at war for a very long time. It's not a shooting war, thank God. We're not seeing bullets. We're not seeing missiles. But we are at war with the deep state players. And during war, you always have casualties. You're not going to win everything. And if you think you're going to win everything, that is just absolutely ridiculous. Do you think Trump came into this saying, hey, you know something? We're going to win every single race. No, he was shooting for the moon. He knew if he shoots for the moon, he was going to get what he needed, what the people needed. Remember, we're at war. We're not here to say, ooh, let's just get Michigan. That'd be great if we can get the governor, Tudor Dixon, in Michigan. That would be great. If we didn't, it's not that big of a deal. Remember, we're not going to get every single candidate, but we're doing all of this because we need a way to change things. Let's say we didn't get the Senate. Let's say we didn't get the House. And we got the governor in Michigan. How would that help us? Would that really help? Not really. Yes, maybe for the people in Michigan, maybe it'll be a little bit better there. But we have to look at some key states and key things that we actually needed moving forward. Did we need the House? Yes, we needed the House. Do we need the Senate? Yes, we need the Senate. Actually, if you listen to Trump's speech during the rally, he said, this is the plan. We need to take back the House. We need to take back the Senate. And we're on our way taking back the House and the Senate. I think these are the goals right now. Because with those two, we can do many, many things. And I think Trump and the Patriots, I think they know this. And remember, we need to show how they cheated. And think about the other side of this, the cheating aspect of it. Go back to 2018. There was cheating back then, but not on a very large scale. Yes, they cheated. The military most likely was monitoring the entire election process. Go to 2020. During this period of time, what did they have to do? They had to pull out all the stops. They had to cheat like they never cheated before. Something that they never did with the ballots, the drop boxes, and everything like that. Having the mules, having the FBI say that Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation, having the data go to China servers, which Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbeck discovered. They had to do something that they never did before. Yes, they've always cheated, but not on a scale like we've seen. And what did the military do in 2020? They captured that information. Remember, this is about bringing down their system. It's not just about winning the midterms with a couple of people. Oh, we got Tudor Dixon in Michigan. Oh, we got New York with Lee Zeldin. It wasn't about that. It's about the bigger picture. It's about taking control of D.C., taking control of the House, taking the control of the Senate so we can do investigations, remove certain laws, follow the rule of law. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is doing. Now, let's look at 2022 now. They also had to cheat, but in key locations like New York, like Michigan, like Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And what do you think the military is doing? They're monitoring the situation. So we have two things happening at the same exact time. We have the intelligence, the military intelligence, monitoring the elections and building a case over time, which will be used against them in the end. And we have Trump endorsing these people to take back control, people control. And this is exactly what is happening right now. And I do believe we're on our way. And yes, there are going to be casualties during a war. Those people that lost, those are the casualties. We weren't going to get a full sweep of everyone winning because we know the deep state, they're going to cheat. They're on the other side. If you're having a war, you have one side and you have the other side. And yes, they're going to push back like we've never seen before. And I do believe Arizona is a huge key to all of this. And this is why, and same thing with Alaska and Wisconsin, this is why they are pulling out all the stops in Arizona. Because if they lose, it is game over for them. So they will continue to push this as hard as they possibly can. But it seems like Carrie Lake is making huge strides and the information coming out, it seems like she's catching up right now. And I do believe, and hopefully, she will win because this is part of the plan. Now, does that mean if she loses, the plan's out the window? No. Remember, this is military planning at its finest. Where this is the long war. I mean, think about George Washington. During the Revolutionary War, he fought 17 battles. Do you think he won every single battle? You think there weren't casualties in the war? Of course there were. Actually, do you know he only won 6 battles? He lost 7 and 4 were like a draw. So once again, we are in a war. There is another side to this. And yes, when you look at this, I do believe we are on the right track. If anyone was expecting, and that's why you have to remove your expectations, to win every single election, if you thought the deep state was just going to lay down and say, oh, crap, you have so many people, we're not going to cheat. That is absolutely ridiculous. And we need to focus on the House and the Senate and certain states. Yes, those other states like Michigan, New York and the rest, those states, they are the dying deep state empire. They're not going to be in existence when all of this is said and done. And they're holding on to what they have left. And we'll be discussing a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening out in California, Michigan, because these two states are completely controlled and we can see it very, very clearly. There is cheating. They have it locked down. And most likely this is why, and same thing with New York. That's why we're watching California. We're watching New York. And we're watching all these states. Now, out in California, they have passed Proposition 1, and they're going to allow the people to have abortions. In Michigan, they passed Proposition 3, and they're going to allow women to have abortions up to 24 weeks. And once again, the rest of the country is not going along with this, but you can see, yes, there are still deep state areas where they're pushing their agenda. But in the end, all of this is going to fail. They are the dying regime. They are not leading. They are falling behind. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, he was suing Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Dan Scavino of conspiring to retaliate against him for testifying against Trump at the impeachment hearings. Well, it seems that a federal judge dismissed his entire case and he lost. Well, that's what losers do. They lose. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz said he reached a settlement with Jeffrey Epstein's victim, Virginia Guffrey, who he said admitted she may have misidentified him. And we'll have to see how all this plays out, because I do believe there's going to be a lot more information coming out from all of this. And you can see there are certain states right now that are trying to push the agenda of the deep state, push the 16-year plan that we've been talking about. Look at Oregon. They passed a law where they're going to set up gun control database to track the guns, and they're going to be pushing that agenda, just like California, New York. They're all trying to push this type of agenda. But then we have states like Iowa, where the Iowa voters overwhelmingly passed public measures one, enshrining the right to keep and bear arms in the state's constitution and making the passage of new gun control restrictions extremely difficult. The amendment passed by a margin of 66% to 34%. Now, once again, we have the Second Amendment, and it says shall not be infringed. And if we just follow the constitution and the rights that were laid out by the founding fathers, we don't need all of these extra laws that they keep putting into place. The thing is, we need to go back to the Constitution. We need to go back to what the founders wrote. And all we need to do is follow that instead of coming up with another law and another law and another law, making sure that we're following the Constitution. We need patriots to follow the Constitution. That's what we need. Now, we could see with this election, we can see that everyone is upset. We have the fake MAGA people out there saying DeSantis now is the head of the Republican Party, which we'll be getting to in just a sec. And we could see a lot of people have been drawn out of the shadows, and people can see all of this very, very clearly. And when they say there was no red wave, there was a red wave like you've never seen before. Because if there wasn't a red wave, there was no way that the people that Trump endorsed would have won. Really think about that for a second. He went up against a system that's still in place that cheats, and he was able to overwhelm that system with we the people, where we had a red wave to overwhelm it. He also overwhelmed the system back in 2020, but they cheated like we've never seen before. This time, we were a little bit smarter. This time with the red wave, what did we do? Well, we waited for the last minute. More and more people woke up because of what's happening with Ukraine, the economy, the border, and everything else. And the red wave, because this time we were smarter, we were able to overwhelm their system in certain places. And this is why Trump, all his endorsements, this is why he did so well. So was there a red wave? Absolutely. And all these fake news outlets, once again, are spouting fake news. Because now when you look back at 2020, and you look at Biden today with 81 million votes, did he really get 81 million votes? I think there's really nobody that believes this. Yes, you might have a small percentage of people that still are brainwashed, but most of the people, they're not believing it whatsoever. Just like they're not believing that Fetterman actually won. I mean, the guy that can't even stand up or speak against Dr. Oz. I mean, really think about that for a second. So basically, they put him into place, and maybe it's actually a good thing to have him in place, because now people are going to be looking at him going, how did this guy ever win? Because you think his health is going to get better, or is it going to degrade over time and it's going to look like Biden? I think it's going to look like Biden as we move forward. But what's very interesting is that we know that Brazil went through the same exact thing. Bolsonaro, he had the crowds of people, you know, cheering for him, hundreds of thousands of people in all these different cities. And Lula, he was released from jail. And all of a sudden, he returned because Biden sent down a CIA operative that released Lulu. And all of a sudden, he had no crowds. And he's the person that won. And we saw votes being removed from Bolsonaro and given to Lula. And now the Brazilian leaders and military are purportedly planning to release the evidence of a corrupted election within the week. Now, it's supposed to be out today, which is November 9th. And we'll have to see how this plays out. Let's see what the military does. Let's see what they found here. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, during the midterms, we know that Biden, the White House press secretary, the fake news, all these corrupt politicians, all they talk about is our democracy is under a threat. Democracy, democracy, democracy. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on the crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax advantage crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gain taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting $50,000 come true. That's almost $49,000 and you won't have to pay taxes on it. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive a $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. We are not in a democracy. This is a republic. Look at the Pledge of Allegiance. Look at the Constitution. This is a republic. They're the ones who made up the democracy part of it. And a democracy is something that the founding fathers did not want. They wanted everyone to be in a republic, which is very, very different. And when they looked at the top five issues, the people at MSNBC and CNN and all the rest, they were scratching their head saying, why wasn't democracy on the top? Well, I mean, why was it inflation? What's going on here? Because no one is listening to them anymore. You can repeat it as many times as you want that democracy is under threat, but no one is listening. No one believes it anymore. Now, like we said, we had Tudor Dixon. She lost the race in Michigan. I think she shouldn't have conceded, but she did concede. We had Oz, who was running against Fetterman, and he decided to concede. And this is actually weak. They should have never conceded. They should have never given in, but they did. But do we actually need that? I don't believe so. I believe Trump went out of his way to try to get as many people with his endorsements. And he knew, if I take all of these people, I know that I can get the majority. That's the whole point of it. Just like the Great Awakening. Is everyone awake? Or do we have the majority? We have the majority. But what's very interesting is that there is another January 6th show trial member that was ousted, Democrat Elaine Luria. Now remember, Cheney, she's gone. Luria's gone. Kissinger's gone. All these people are gone. And what's very interesting is that the fake news, they did these exit polls and they don't even make sense. 66% do not want Joe Biden to run for president again. Now, remember, he got 81 million votes. Now, 66% say they don't want him to run again. But still, there are people that are voting for Democrat. Then there is another one. And this was a U.S. exit poll that says 73% of voters are angry about the direction of the country. So the Democrats had the House, the Democrats had the Senate, the resident was a Democrat, and 73% of the voters are angry the way the country's headed, but they voted for Democrats. Does this make any sense? I mean, think about it. Think about what the people have seen, and this is why 73% of them are very angry. And remember, this poll came from where? I think this was from CNN, actually, and it doesn't even make sense. I mean, really think about this. 5 million illegal aliens across the U.S. southern border. People aren't happy with this. 800 deaths of illegal aliens crossing into the U.S. that we know about. Record inflation, something we haven't seen in 40 years. Massive failure on the international stage, Afghanistan debacle, Ukraine, and everything else. Arming our enemies like the Taliban with $80 billion in U.S. weapons. Jailing the opposition and raiding the former president's home. Record corruption, Pelosi and Biden families. Destroy the U.S. energy infrastructure. So the people aren't happy with what they're doing, but they went ahead and they voted for Democratic governors and people that are running for the House and the Senate. Does that make any sense? Something is wrong. And it's called cheating. And it's being exposed. Each step of the way, they have to cheat on a grand scale. And when you do this, people see it very, very clearly. They might have questioned it in 2020, but now people are going, wait, see, we're seeing the same exact thing. This doesn't make sense. And especially in Arizona. I mean, Florida has something like twice as many people, and they were able to count all the votes, and Ron DeSantis won. And actually, we have a majority in the House and the Senate in Florida. Florida went completely red, which is completely unbelievable. But in Arizona, they can't count the votes out there. Really think about that for a second. But Kyle Becker on Twitter said the following: "This may be the strangest election I've ever seen. Steve Moore nailed it on Fox News. Despite 75% of voters saying country is on wrong track and majority angry about inflation economy, not a single incumbent governor or senator gets flipped. How does that happen? So none of these Democrat incumbents lose a governor seat or a Senate seat. How does that happen with the most unpopular president in modern times going into the midterm election? This just doesn't happen, at least until 2020. It didn't. Now people are starting to question everything. How do you bring election fraud out into the forefront? Well, you need to show the people again. And then people start to realize what's really going on here. Remember, the criminal syndicate for many, many years, they used the cheating mechanism, not on the scale that we see today. They didn't have to. Trump, he actually pushed them to actually go crazy with their cheating on a scale like we've never seen before. And this is how you can actually catch them in the act, because now from 2018, yes, they cheated. 2020, it was 10 times worse. Now in the midterms, it's 50 times worse. So as the military intelligence is capturing this data, what are they seeing? They're seeing the players up their game. And now they're showing a pattern. They cheated a little bit here, but look what they did in 2020. Now look what they did in 2022. Remember, this is about their system. We're exposing their system. We're destroying their system. And the way to do this is you need to take back control. Now, Ron Coleman, he pretty much explains what's happening out in New York, Michigan, and the other states. And it really makes sense. He says, such pedestrian takes underselling tonight's results for the GOP. At no point in U.S. history has every single cultural institution, press, entertainment, academia, unions, public employees, the massive public employee sector, the professions, law enforcement, federal agencies, major corporations, Wall Street, nonprofits, mainline, Protestant denominations, the military, I could go on, be so profoundly and explicitly aligned the way they have been behind the left in the last 5 years. There's nothing typical about the midterm election. Moreover, the GOP is bringing legitimately interesting and exciting new blood into its coalition as candidates, young leaders, and voters. This includes many minority communities dismissed as automatic Democrat sectors for all time to come. No, not that GOP isn't stuck with some old stale figures, but the Democrats have no bench, no future, no one. And their party message is and will remain rooted in resentment, nihilism, division, and contempt for most Americans, their values, and their intelligence. And then you tell me, it was only Florida. I mean, if you don't understand or want to accept what Florida means, the Latino vote, the economic growth, the low taxes, the nature of leadership that transformed it, political landscape, I can't help you. Not at this hour. But if your response is Pennsylvania or New York or Illinois or California, it is to laugh. You're missing the forest for the trees. The 20th century is way in the rearview mirror. These states are the living dead of our republic. They're bleeding population, representation, talent, youth. New York escaped the fate of the rest of the Rust Belt by retooling as a financial center and safe tourist attraction. The quarter century of that success was mulcted to zero by Democrats in less than a decade. It's hopeless. New York is too, and so is PA, just slower. Think about what's happening out in these states, all these different states. Are the people staying there or are the people leaving? Actually, Governor Newsom and Kathy Hochul out in New York, they're scratching their head. They can't understand why people are leaving their states in droves, why businesses are leaving. They are the dying deep state apparatus. We're watching a very slow death, and it's going to get a lot worse as time moves on. Mike Davis put this out on True Social. He said, cheers to Lee Zeldin and Elise Stefanik for likely delivering the House Republican majority. They help House Republicans pick off up to 4 Democrat House seats in deep blue New York. And yes, they cheated in New York. When you look at the results, you can see that Lee Zeldin was leading. He was about to take the lead and he was pushing up forward. And all of a sudden, we had a straight line going up for Kathy, the governor of New York. It's the same thing that we saw with Biden. So, yes, these people are still cheating. That hasn't ended. We're in a war right now. It's an information war, and we're fighting against them. And the red wave, the attack of the red wave, made them cheat like we've never seen before, and they couldn't keep up in certain areas. This is why Trump has all these wins. Without the red wave, there'd be no wins. But we are seeing the wins. DC Drano on Truth, he put this out and said, Florida banned mass mail-in ballots, banned ballot harvesting, requires voter ID, and Governor DeSantis created an election police force. Florida also just had historic win margins across the state for Republicans, while Democrats somehow won close races elsewhere across America during a horrific economy. Do the math. Absolutely. But you can see certain other things starting to happen. And I do believe since Trump is out of the picture, optics are very, very good. He wanted to see who was going to come out of the work. Remember, Trump, he is not just battling the deep state and the D's. He's battling the elite Republicans and many other people. Because remember, they want control. They don't want Trump to have control. They don't want the people to have control. They want control. So you can see already these individuals are coming out of the woodwork. And I do believe this is why Trump has been attacking DeSantis. Now, I have a very funny feeling that DeSantis might be on board with this, but we'll have to see his actions. I think he's doing this and he's baiting these people out of the shadows, and he wants to see who's with him and who's against him. And I think it is absolutely working. Coming out of Fox News, all of a sudden they have a headline, and you can see it all over the place. It's not just Fox, it's many of the fake news publications. It says Ron DeSantis is the new Republican Party leader. Republicans are ready to move on without Donald Trump. And all the people are out there saying, oh, Trump is finished, that's the end of him. No, it's not the end. It's just the beginning. Think about it. Trump is battling the Republican elite who want to keep control. They're trying to force Trump out. How do you see the board clearly? Sometimes you must allow these people to show their true colors. If you notice, Trump continued to bait them in about running in 2024. Think about what he did. I have a special message coming out. Maybe in Ohio, maybe on November 15th. He continually did this to bait these people and to actually bring them out of the shadows because they thought he was going to announce that he was going to run. Now he can see the board very, very clearly. The Republican swamp creatures decided to make their move. And if he didn't bait them and he decided to announce that he was running, all of a sudden, all of this would have been happening during this period of time. I think he wanted to see the board. Remember that interview he had a while back when he was younger? He said, you know, I would like to see if I lost everything, who I can actually rely on, who I could trust, who was loyal to me. And I think he's still playing this game. Just take a listen to what he said a while back.
You see, I'm so loyal to people. Maybe I'm loyal to a fault, but I'm so loyal to people that when somebody's slightly disloyal to me, I look upon it as a great act of horror.
And how are you different than you were 3 or 4 years ago?
Well, I used to say, and in fact, I think I said in my first book that, and maybe this was foolish, but I really meant it, that someday I'd like to maybe lose everything for a period of time to see who's loyal and who's not loyal. And I frankly, I found out a lot of
Did
things.
Did you find out who's loyal and not loyal?
I tell you what, and you can't guess it. You can't predict it. You think certain people would be loyal no matter what. And it turns out that they're not. And you just can't predict it. It's very difficult.
And that
I think I would have treated people differently. I think that, you know, some of the people that were most loyal to me are people that I didn't think would be. Some of the people that were least loyal to me are people that I think I would have treated them differently. I think I would have treated different groups differently. I would have wiped the floor with the guys that weren't loyal, which I will now do, which is great. You know, I love getting even with people. But I will.
It's
Loa.
You love getting even.
Oh, absolutely. You don't believe in the eye for the eye. You do.
No.
I know you well enough. I think you do. But anyway, but.
But tell me, I mean, you're going to get even with some people.
If given the opportunity, I will get even with some people that are disloyal to me.
So if you listen to what he said a while back, I think he's using the same strategy. And think about his truth that he put out on True Social about the Trump quicksand. He knew that this was coming. Remember, we're in a war. There's going to be many, many battles in this war. It doesn't mean we lost the war. I mean, George Washington, like we said, he had many battles. He lost a lot of battles. But remember, this is a long war. that we're fighting right now. Now, Seth Keschel, he put this out on True Social, and this pretty much explains why they're delaying everything in certain states. He said the 50-meter targets here are Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, Alaska, are 75-meter targets. Winning in Arizona and Nevada are critical to unwinding this mismanagement of elections. All eyes on them as they fumble their way to continuing a third and a sixth of the votes of Florida over a week's time. And I think he's absolutely right. They're delaying and they're trying to make sure that they cheat enough to win, because when Carrie Lake gets into the governorship, she's going to start investigations and they're going to find out quite a bit there. The same thing with Nevada, the same thing with Alaska. And right now, Alaska congressional elections will not be decided until November 23rd. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. So this is their new ranked choice and they're not going to have any winner whatsoever. So they're putting this off as hard as they possibly can. But we can see that Carrie Lake, she is gaining speed. And I do believe the people have come out and they voted. And yes, it is a red wave and they have to continue to cheat and cheat and cheat. And this is not going to end well for them, because who's capturing all of this? Ooh, I think it's military intelligence and many other organizations. Now, Julian's Rum, he put this out on True Social, and Ultra Peppy Lives Matter responded. But let me read Julian's Rum's truth first. It says, when folks like Ben Shapiro claim the red wave didn't happen because Trump bad and only DeSantis can save the party, I can't help but notice they omit any mention of election fraud. In other words, they want us to accept their mainstream narrative based on completely false premise. The 2022 election results were totes legitimate. It's so disgusting in its subversion that I want to take a bath. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter responded to this and said, Trump must have known what was about to happen, and he saw what traitors like Shapiro were planning to do with the narrative. This is most likely why he threw DeSantis' comment out there, because he saw the writing on the wall. To be clear, Trump is a champion for God who's been battling some of the most evil forces this world has ever seen. I'm with Trump and will be loyal as long as I have a platform. And I think we're all loyal to Trump and we can see the plan and we understand what he's trying to do. And you always need to remember that we're in an information war. And if we're in a war, there's going to be casualties. Some battles are going to go better than others. Some we're going to win. Some we're going to lose. Some we have to take a different direction. It's always going to be like this. Now, Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said the following. While in certain ways, yesterday's election was somewhat disappointing, from my personal standpoint, it was a very big victory. 219 wins and 16 losses in the general. Who has ever done better than that? 219 wins and 16 losses. How can anyone say there wasn't a red wave? Because if there wasn't a red wave, how did we go up against their cheating system? Remember, we had to go up against their system of cheating. And the only way to do that was with a red wave. We overwhelmed and overcame and overrode their system. And this is how we were able to put people into certain positions. And it wasn't to get, oh, Tudor Dixon or Lee Zeldin as governor. The whole point was to take back Congress. The whole point is to take back the House and the Senate. And this is why Trump, during his rally, he said, we're going to take back the House and the Senate. This is the main mission here. And General Flynn on Steve Bannon's show kind of sums it up. And Mr. G put this out on Telegram, says the following. This is a battlefield. We're in the middle of a long war. Stay steady, stay focused, take a deep breath. And then we get a message from Major Patriot. Major Patriot decided to go off of True Social for a little while, but Praying Medic put this out on Telegram. And it says, text sent to me this morning from Major Patriot. It says, what happened yesterday? What happened in the grip of an intractable surveillance and police state cabal that has full spectrum dominance over every institution we have, from academia, the media, big tech, Hollywood, Wall Street, the Fed, Congress, the White House, and the entire administrative state? We punched them in the face yesterday at the ballot box so hard that despite the mainstream media happy dance, football spike, we have, at this moment, not lost the country and are poised to win full control of the Congress. President Trump had an incredible day yesterday. He endorsed 183 candidates. Only 9 did not go this way. Actually, it was 219 because the other results came in. This is not over. It's just the beginning. Now more than ever, it's time to focus and have steely resolve, not crawl up in the fetal position. All the odds have been stacked against us, but we are prevailing, and those responsible for what they have done to our beautiful country will be held accountable. Absolutely. And yes, you need to step back and take a look at the big picture. It's almost like when we had the midterms in 2018. Did we want the Senate or did we want the House? We wanted the Senate because the Senate was able to block everything the House was trying to do. Now Trump is going after the House and the Senate, and with we the people pushing this gigantic red wave, which overwhelmed their deep state system. See, if Trump didn't do this and we didn't have a red wave, the Democrats would control everything. They would have the House. They would have the Senate. Everything would be completely flipped upside down. Florida would be Democrat and everything else. But if you notice, that didn't happen. Clandestine put this out on True Social. I don't understand the doom and gloom at all. We flipped seats and are going to win the House. And it's looking like, as of now, we will win the Senate with either 51 or 52 seats. Our ceiling was 53 to 54. Meaning we will still have control of both chambers, be able to conduct all the investigations we have been demanding, and we can stonewall the globalist agenda. The only race we could call a big loss would be the Pennsylvania Senate race. Otherwise, we're performing pretty damn well. And yes, we saw the governor of New York take control. We see the governor of Michigan. But once again, those are individual states. Look what's happening in Florida. Look what's happening in Arizona. There are certain areas that we need. And I think we got the most important ones, and I think we're going to get the most important one, which is Arizona. Sci-Fi World on Telegram put this out. In 2019, only 11% of the people polled would support the idea that the planet is ruled by a hidden, self-serving cabal. In 2022, people who operate on that assumption is now 44%. Will this idea be a general consensus accepted part of the worldview of most people by 2024? Absolutely. You think this number is going to stay 44%? Absolutely not. It's going to go much, much higher. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Q put out a post, and this is post 4961. This is on November 8, 2022. It says, endless lies, endless wars, endless inflation, endless printing, and that's in quotes, endless oppression, endless subjugation, endless surveillance. Who will put an end to the endless? Taking control. That's what this is about. Taking control. And remember, Scavino, he put up a meme with two ladders, and there was ladders with a lot of steps where you could take a lot of steps all the way up, or the other ladder had the rungs very far apart, and the person at the bottom couldn't even reach the first rung. The person with the smaller rungs, very close together, this person was able to reach the top. We are taking small steps because remember, their system controlled everything. We the people, we fell asleep, we allowed the infiltration. Now we the people are taking back the country. To take back the country, we need to chip away at their system a little bit at a time. And it has been happening. Look at the fake news. Their ratings are down the tubes. Does anyone believe them anymore? Look what happened. True Social was born. Rumble came into existence. If you look back 8 years ago, these platforms didn't exist. There was nobody on them. Some of them didn't exist. Now look, Elon took over Twitter, ripped that bullhorn away from the deep state. The people now have the bullhorn. The people now can go up against the fake news. The digital soldiers, which now there are many, can go up against the deep state. Now think about the next move where we're chipping away. We're chipping away at Congress. Democrats control the Congress. Even when Trump was in the White House, Nancy Pelosi was still calling the shots. Now it's bye-bye Nancy. Now we're waiting for the Senate. And yes, in Georgia, there's going to be a runoff between Herschel Walker and Warnock. So we're going to have to see how this all plays out. But this is all becoming very, very interesting. And what's interesting about all of this is that Brian Cates saw this post and then referred it back to what Greg Phillips said. So this is what Brian Cates says. Compare the two. It's obvious what Q was pointing out. Drop 4494, June 22nd, 2020. So let's look at this post. It's, and I'm going to read a little bit down here. What happens if China successfully duplicates clones, select ballots, battleground states? What happens if coordination exists with select states to deliver printing and paper ballot receipts? Really think about this for a second. So let's continue with what he says here. Then we have Drop 4968, November 8th, which we just read. Endless printing, and printing is in quotes. Then we have Greg Phillips. He said something very interesting. And this is what he put out on True Social. Allegheny County is going to need to compare the serial numbers of those ballots against the ones found on that Chinese server. Why did Q put printing in quotes? So are they going to match? Then Greg said the following. The people in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, should know that your leader sold you and America out to China. More than that, we have irrefutable evidence that the entire PA voter registration file is living on a server in China. And machine serial numbers, ballot bundle numbers, and they didn't steal it. They gave it to the CCP and the PLA. This is why we were put in prison. They had to silence us. We will not sit down. We will not shut up for freedom. So ballot images, ballot serial numbers, ballot bundle numbers, endless printing. Everyone getting the picture right now? They have more evidence. This has been building up, and they're building an irrefutable case. And that's what this is all about. And Trump, he is stepping back, and optics are very important because he needed to see who was continually loyal to him or who was just acting. Remember, actions speak louder than words. And this is why he went after DeSantis. He went after these people, and he knew that this was coming. And by stepping back and watching the entire board, you can see who's loyal and not who isn't loyal. Actually, he put out another truth, and he said, now that the election in Florida is over and everything went quite well, shouldn't it be said that in 2020, I got 1.1 million more votes in Florida than Ron D got this year? 5.7 million to 4.6 million. Just asking. He's letting Ron DeSantis and those people know that, listen, you want to enter the quicksand? Are we really going to do this? Because now I see your true colors. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But Trump, he knows exactly what's going on. And this is why you see throughout the entire media, all the fake news publications, they're actually pushing now. Oh, Trump is out. DeSantis is in. And this is what they're trying to push. Now, DeSantis hasn't said a word. He didn't say he's running for 2024. He hasn't done anything yet. This is all the people that are unelected that are pushing this agenda to split the party. And you can see all the fake MAGA people now, the people that really didn't believe, that were just acting, they are now jumping ship. And Trump, he needed to see the entire board, just like when he let the resident into D.C. He needed to lose so he could see the entire board. But look what Trump has gotten. He's gotten the people together. We had a red wave. We overwhelmed and overrode their system to get key people into certain positions. This wasn't winning the war. This wasn't saying, hey, we got them. Let's end this now. I hate to say this to everyone, but this will never, ever end. Even when we take back control, because these people, they will continue to try to slither into certain positions, which means we as a people will always have to be on guard. That's what this is all about. We will always be fighting these people because once they see an opening, they will take it. Once they see us asleep, they will take it. We will be, our children's children's children will be going through the same exact thing again. And this is a long, hard lesson. Just like the founding fathers, they went through a terrible lesson of war, an actual war with bullets and cannon fire and bloodshed and families being destroyed and everything else. This is a lesson where people need to wake up. If everyone thinks, oh, well, if we just get the midterms and Trump gets back into the presidency, everything's just going to end and we're going to be perfect. No. This is going to continue on. These people never give up. We can't allow them. We always have to be on guard. We can't fall back to sleep. And this is our one chance to bring down the system. And that's what this is all about. We're bringing down their system and we're exposing their system at the same exact time. And it's one step at a time, one rung at a time, where we're chipping it away and people are seeing more and more. And yes, After the midterms now, we're going to see a lot more. And I do believe we're heading into the second phase. Do I think the plan is going the way Trump wants it to go? Absolutely. Do I think that the red wave happened? Absolutely. Do I think we're going to get the House and Senate? Well, we know we have the House. I do believe we're going to get the Senate. But we'll have to see how this all works out. And remember, if something goes wrong, it's just a battle in a long war. Just like any war, World War I, World War II, there are a lot of battles, but you have to look at the end. Who won the war? And that's what we're in. We're in an information war. And that's what we're fighting. So yes, every step of the way is not going to be clean. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to, you know, live up to your expectations. Well, if Trump endorsed all these people, then everyone must win. If there's going to be a red wave, we're going to have to win everything. No, that's not how it works. That's not real life. Are you serious? Especially when you're at an information war and you're dealing with the deep state. So I think right now we're on a great trajectory. We did what we needed to do for this midterm election. And I do believe we're going to take control and there's going to be investigations. And yes, we need to wait to see how everything else plays out. But I do believe everything is going the way we need it to go. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on the crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax advantage crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gain taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting $50,000 come true. That's almost $49,000 and you won't have to pay taxes on it. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive a $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results.